Thomas Phippen, thanks very much for coming in for another News Brief.
My pleasure, Amy.
You wrote an interesting article that was published this week in the Post-Independent about how a judge recommended in favor of Garfield County in this sort of dueling motions situation with Rocky Mountain Resources. This judge has recommended that the federal case be stayed until the state case is resolved. Can you give us a little history of this litigation?
Sure. It goes back to Garfield County commissioners passing a notice of violations against RMR for violating the county's permit. And that happened in April. And RMR had until June to come under compliance or figure out a way to continue operations. And they didn't communicate with the county. Instead, they filed a lawsuit in state court on May 17th. And on May 21st, they filed a federal lawsuit on the same issue, trying to block the notice of violations. They say it's capricious and arbitrary. And since then, the county answered the state case and asked for the federal case to be stayed. And RMR wants the case to go through the federal courts instead and said they'd only file the state case as sort of a backup.
It's a little confusing. So it sounds like Rocky Mountain Resources wants the state case postponed or stayed, but Garfield County wants the federal case either dismissed or stayed.
Exactly.
So the case has been open in both state and federal courts.
That's correct.
Okay. So this Judge Gallagher recommended a stay on the federal case, which is good news, but that doesn't sound like a ruling. What's the difference between a recommendation and a ruling?
So Judge Gallagher recommends that the federal case be postponed, but not dismissed outright. Part of the reason for that is RMR wants to seek damages against the county for the notice of violations and get their court fees covered if they win. So by not outright dismissing it or not recommending outright dismissal of the case in federal courts, Gallagher said, we'll keep it open just in case they want to pursue that in the future, essentially.
So what I'm hearing then is that the recommendation leaves the federal case option open.
Yeah, there hasn't been an official ruling yet in the stay or dismissal in the federal case.
Okay.
Essentially, it just gives RMR and Garfield County time to respond to Gallagher's recommendation in the federal case, and they have about 2 weeks to file those responses. And then we should get an official stay at some point in the future. That's where the federal case is going. And it sounds like it is.
Okay. So Gallagher recommended it, but then the other judge who's in charge of the federal case, Judge Jackson, he's the judge who makes the ruling. So he could go either way.
But, you know, these cases are referred to judges who have particular expertise in areas. So I think that Gallagher's recommendation carries a lot of weight.
So this really is good news for the county then.
It is. I think the county is, it's definitely what they wanted. The county wants it to be heard in state court, partially because it's just easier to have it here. It'll be held in Glenwood Springs if that goes forward. Currently, the judge in the state case hasn't issued a ruling on RMR's request to postpone the case. So we should get that soon.
So let's jump ahead a little bit. I mean, it seems to me that it's a really important case because a business is saying basically that the county doesn't have a right to enforce its code, its county code.
That's exactly right. Yeah, you described it really well. That's exactly what the towns and the county are worried about in this case. I mean, Glenwood Springs, City Council, Carbondale, Basalt, Rifle, the city councils there have all passed resolutions supporting the county in this because they want the county to be able to enforce their own regulations.
Okay.
There was a line in Judge Gallagher's order in the federal case that really speaks to that. And he says, the state interests involved here are no small matter. Colorado and its discrete counties have developed systems for granting and denial of mining permits. These systems ensure the viability and conservation of the state's natural resources. Mm-hmm. So here he's not, you know, tipping his hand in favor of either party in the specific matters of the notice of violations, but he's saying that it is a matter of importance to these counties, and they have standing to make these regulations.
Okay.
So hopefully where we go from here is a case just about Garfield County's merits in the specific notice of violations. Hopefully we don't get into now issues of whether a county has authority to issue permits and enforce them, but only about the specific case where, you know, Garfield County found RMR was violating several aspects of the permit.
Thanks a lot, Thomas Phippen from the Post Independent. That does it for this week's news brief on KDNK. I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.